Live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Lots of fun to have in the studio with me now, Bill Thompson with Michigan Radio Network. He is the audio news editor, reporter. You hear his voice here on WILS all the time. Good evening, Bill. How are you?
Good evening. Happy Valentine's Day.
I'm loving I got a Valentine's Day visit in the studio. I love that.
I would have brought you a gift, but my wife ate all the candy up. So,
so she wasn't going to share with me.
Yeah, she hardly shared with me.
Well, the evening's young. Maybe there's some more. I don't know.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see about that. I love that you stopped by. It's a big week, of course, in Lansing with the governor getting ready to do his budget report. That report is to come down Thursday. The 17th. And
right.
And I haven't ever attended one of those. So this is done where and in front of what governmental bodies?
Well, we normally... who knows what's going to happen this year?
Yes.
Everything is so topsy-turvy and different. But normally what has happened is there's a big budget plan, a book. It's presented to the Joint House and Senate Appropriations Committees as a body, and the budget director, and who knows, maybe the governor will be there this year.
Okay.
I haven't heard. But usually the budget director goes through, you know, item by item, and away she goes.
And what we're hearing now, though, is that this budget could be a lot different. I hadn't heard this in specifics until you showed up here.
Well,
so.
And our bloodhound, Tim Skubik.
That's an appropriate word.
He does a lot of the footwork for us and for everybody, for
sure.
A lot of people,
sure.
A lot of organizations. And, well, anyway, I guess what's going around right now is that it's going to be what is called a rolled budget or roll-up budget. Now, I'd never heard of it.
I hadn't either.
I'm not a big financial, numbers kind of guy. But it is going to be, normally, like I said, it's a big, a budget is a big
thick
line
book.
By line.
Yeah.
Here's the department, division, whatever, and this is how much we're going to allot to them or present to them. This year, apparently, what Governor Snyder is going to do this rolled up budget. Which kind of puts everything into about six lines or less. Now, I don't know how that's going to work. We'll have to wait on Thursday and find out. But from what I'm hearing is, and in a kind of a real brief sense, is that he's going to find out, or the administration wants to know. Lieutenant Governor Calley called it an outcomes and results budget more than programs and activities. Today.
How does this translate for us, do you think?
I don't know.
and that's the literal answer because the question is what this is going to look like is different. Instead of it being presented at how much they have.
Here's the dollars and cents, and it's right down the line.
And this is what you can do.
They're going to get, it's going to be kind of, from what I am gathering, it's kind of like the state of the state. It's going to be an outline because we never really got a scripted text of the state of the state. Address
sure.
as we normally had in the past. And again, it's going to be, what, six lines or less. And supposedly the determination for where the funding goes, I mean, the legislature is supposed to say this department gets this amount of funding. Well, you know, how do you know? But gets this amount of funding and the department directors decide where it goes into their department, how to spend it. Again, it's this outcomes and results kind of budget. Now, when you recall, when Rick Snyder took office, it was going to be programs that were working.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It was going to be programs that are working and, you know, doing something. You know, we want to put money into what works. Okay, what works?
Yeah, that's the next question.
That's a good question.
So this really is a mystery for everybody as you're trying to figure out how to approach this and work on stories leading up to it. Because imagine we're used to seeing a book, a real book.
Right.
And we may have a sheet of paper.
That's our bloodhound. Tim will hammer it all, get it all hammered out. But The Republican, even the Republican chairs of both the House and Senate Appropriations Committee don't like this approach. Now, whether or not, and the administration, Lieutenant Governor has said that he'll be flexible with this. Now, what that means.
Well, I guess the next question is how flexible?
How flexible? And but as far as saying this department's going to get this amount of money and this department's going to get this amount of money, I don't know whether he's got some general prices.
Sure.
And then of course, we got a $1.8 billion deficit to deal with, and he wants to make all the tax, the elimination of the MBT, and all of this, all of these changes and reforms and tax loopholes, and so it's all going to be a big.
He said he was going to. Governor Rick Snyder said he was going to do things differently, and he is holding true to that. So we will follow up on that. I'm trying to think of the next holiday. I guess it's probably St. Patrick's Day. I'll have you swing by on your way home, and we can talk about the CMU takeover that you run every year.
Sure,
because I would love that. Happy Valentine's Day to you and Deb.
All right, thank you, and happy Valentine's Day again to you.
I appreciate that so much. I love having you stop by, Bill. You're welcome anytime because you always have interesting things to talk about.
Okay.
So thank you.
Or just give me a call.
Well, I do that.
We communicate just about every day.
Thank you so much, Bill. Talking with Bill Thompson, Michigan Radio Network reporter and audio news editor. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.